Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. And boy, do I have a lot to say, so much that this is going to be a two-part series, and it's on bullying. And this podcast and next week's podcast is for parents, students, college kids, administrators, grandparents, you name it. I think this is a podcast that everyone can benefit from hearing. So this week I have with me back visiting Tom Evans, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself.
Hey guys, how are we doing this week? Last week I was there with you guys for summer safety tips, and I'm back this week with a really hot topic with bullying and all, it's really important. If you guys don't remember, I'm from Interact Alliance in Lakeland, Florida, and also previous to that I was 14 years of law enforcement.
I thought it was really important last week when we were talking about summer safety. Tom and I had gotten in a whole discussion about the bullying stuff, and one of the presentations he does in school is about that and to middle school students. And we started talking, and I thought, you know, this is a podcast that just has to happen. And so there's been so much in the news the last few months about tragic ends. And so I think it's our responsibility to try to change that so the ends are not so tragic. And so we can get some people some skills they need to maybe head off bullying. And so, Tom, what are some of the things that you see as someone that's in the school every day teaching and having interactions with all sorts of folks? What are some of the signs you see of bullying?
Well, signs of bullying, of people being involved or actually being bullied, you can start to see that they're depressed, they're upset. You can see all that. The people who are doing the bullying, if you just listen, like before classes, I get to go in and teachers are getting ready for class and all this stuff, and I listen to the kids as they come in, and I try to hear how they're going to be from my classes that I teach. So I listen to what they're saying, and a lot of times you can hear if somebody's been bullied, if somebody's upset, had a bad day. And if teachers would just pay attention a little bit more at the very beginning, I know they have to watch out in the hallways and stuff like that, what's happening, but they also, if they listen to their kids a little bit, I think they'll pick up on a lot of it.
There's just some real red flag words that we hear in classrooms, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a few words that come up all the time, and I can't believe he said this to me, or they did this to me, or you can just see a person getting really quiet and come in that they're normally all like happy, and then all of a sudden they're sitting down today and they're quiet and maybe even have a tear or two coming out of their eyes, and you got to really watch for those type of things.
I know you do a lot of your work in middle schools and high schools, but what about elementary schools? I've been reading a lot lately where bullying is really just starting young.
Yeah, and it's actually happened in my household. I have four girls. My oldest one is being 15, and I have 14-year-old twins that are 9. And my twins, back in third grade, already had a problem with being bullied. One got touched inappropriately and was taken care of this way, but then some people in her class started teasing her and her sister, and started teasing them so much that my daughter wound up striking back at the bully and getting in trouble as well. So, and it kind of, you know, affected the whole family that way. So and both of them were affected. Both my twins were very much affected by one being, you know, touched the wrong way or whatever, and just being upset, and the other one feeling like she had to take up for and strike out, which I don't like my kids doing that at all either. So, but you know, that's what happens. That's the scary part too, because you got people implode or explode.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think we certainly see it more and more. I don't know if technology is playing a part in that. Have you noticed the MySpace, Facebook pieces being part of that? And if so, what is something that parents can do, or teachers or administrators or even grandparents can do to kind of have a handle on that?
Yeah, parents have to get involved with what's happening to their kids, especially even more. I think back when we were growing up, they didn't have all these outlets of where people can spread lies or bully or whatever like this. It was typically at school, and then if you're home, you're pretty much safe for a bit or whatever until you go back the next day. Well, here, it's happening everywhere because of the MySpace and all that. I recommend parents get onto the MySpace. Get onto the kids' accounts. See what they're doing. See what they're talking about. See if other kids are talking about them.
I think a lot of times parents feel like that's invading their child's privacy. I think you and I look at that a lot differently, right?
Yeah, totally differently. And then also, I mean, I'm on MySpace. I'm on Facebook too as well. And I made sure that my daughter's friended me or whatever, so I can actually see sometimes things that are being said to her or whatever. And I just watch and make sure. And also I watch what she posts. And that's also a safety issue there. So
I absolutely think so. I tell you, when MySpace started being popular, all the Friends Together kids were getting MySpaces. And I brought in a police officer to talk to them about internet safety at camp and really explained to them how dangerous it could be and how they should never friend someone they don't know. And so to test that, I kind of made up an imaginary person and sent it out to every single Friends Together kid and every parent that had a MySpace with total fake information. And guess what? They all friended me. Everybody but one. And I think anybody that knows me could guess who that one was. It was Lindsay. But every single body else friended me and started talking to me.
Right away.
Yeah. And so that's a whole other podcast that we'll definitely have to do someday. But I definitely think that one of the big things parents and other folks can do is to monitor what's going on electronically with your children.
Right. And then going back into schools, responsibility of the coaches, of the administrators, of teachers, janitors even. It's their responsibility, being in school, a school employee, to kind of look what's happening with the kids too. Because they see it. The janitor may see it even more than some of the teachers.
I was going to say, I think custodians have a better ground eye view of what's going on in a school than anybody else. If you want to know what's going on in a school,
or the lunch
you talk
lady.
To your custodian or your lunch lady. Absolutely. They know it all. They know who's being picked on and who's picking on. They know everything. So if you're listening to this and you need to know something in your school, those are the two people, the two groups of people anyway, that you can go to definitely and find out. So some telltale signs that children are being bullied. Number one, they withdraw.
Withdraw a lot. A lot of times it's withdrawal. That's the biggest one.
Sometimes their grades
start to drop. Some people get it confused with drug usage too, because it's the same type of thing, and they may go into drug usage because of being bullied.
Exactly. They disengage.
A
lot of times they may even drop out of activities that they've loved.
Right.
Particularly girls who have taken dance classes and maybe baton classes and all that kind of stuff when they're younger. Maybe they get to middle school and they're not as skinny, or they're not as booby, or they're not as pretty or whatever. And so they let go of something that they love because maybe the way somebody's interacting with them.
Right. And a lot of boys will start to act out sometimes. It's the exact opposite of what we think. Being quiet, they may start to get aggressive. And that's a scary part too.
Right. And a lot of times they've been bullied, so now they're
going to do the bullying themselves.
So basically it's a change in your child's character.
Right.
And it's
pretty much quick. You can see it happen.
Right.
They may not come to you. Maybe before, after school, they may come and say hi to you. And then all of a sudden, this next week, they're not coming to say hi to you anymore. They're just kind of being quiet, going to their room, maybe playing a video game real quiet. And then you ask them how their day was. And before, they say, oh, this is what happened. And now they don't say much.
Everything's fine.
Yep.
Everything's fine. So if your child says to you, everything's fine, how do you break through that?
That's tough. I mean, but keep active on it. Don't just take your word, everything's fine, and go on and do your job or whatever, or go cook dinner or whatever it is you have to do. Take that time a little bit later and say, hey, I know you don't want to talk now. Let's talk a little bit later how your day's going. And stay with it. That's what parents are there for. It's hard.
I tell you, I think the best way to know what's going on in your child's life is to have them and their friends in the back seat and you driving them somewhere. Taking them to the movie, taking them to KFC, taking them wherever. It's amazing. They forget you're in the front seat driving, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they just start talking. And you find out all kinds of things, good and bad. But you definitely get in tune to what's going on in their life.
That's right. Free intel. It's like from police work. It's intelligence you're getting right away.
It's free intel. And it's a way to have those discussions with them without it being threatening too. Because you're like, when you get home, you're like, did I hear you say? And then they're like, oh yeah, mom, da 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 da. So I think sometimes parents think that's being nosy. Parents think, you know, having a Facebook or a MySpace, or teachers even think, oh, if I'm, you know, asking too many questions, I'm being nosy. sometimes we have to be nosy, don't we?
Yeah, that's part of our job as a parent. So, now, I got a question for you. How about for, what if you are being bullied, where can they go to? Who are they going to go to?
That's a great question. You know, if you're in a public school, kids see signs all the time that says, you know, no bullying zones, all that kind of stuff. Go to your guidance counselor, go there. But sometimes kids don't feel safe doing that even. Right. And so when people are being bullied, and this is whether they're young or older, because college kids can be bullied, right? They can be peer pressure.
True.
Peer pressure is just a fancy kind of bullying, really, in some terms. And so it's always find a safe person that you can talk to.
And that's anybody that you feel safe with, like if it's a parent, if you're younger or whatever, even if you're in college, whatever, you can find teachers to talk to, administrators, you can talk to other friends.
Your RA, maybe?
RA, exactly. That's a big one. Going back to school, since I teach in schools a lot, the school resource officer, what's he there for?
Exactly.
That's his purpose. And
he's your friend.
And he's going to keep it where,
or
she's going to keep it where it's quiet. They're not going to let anybody know that you come in and talk to them or whatever, but they're going to help you out.
There's one other kind of bullying that I just feel like we have to mention before this show's over, and that's workplace bullying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people think only kids get bullied, but grown-ups can be bullied too.
Very, very quickly.
And intimidated.
Right.
Maybe because of their religion, maybe because of their sexual orientation, maybe because of their heritage,
right.
Especially with the whole terrorist activities that we have going on. We've certainly seen sometimes Muslim women or, you know, different religious types being an underdog in their workplace environment.
Right, being actually bullied, and it's in a way where they're talked down to or whatever, yeah.
Right. So for them, they need to know that they can go to their human resource person.
Right.
That it is a form of discrimination, even though it may not be in their workplace code of ethics, that it's definitely something that they can get help in.
And it's confidential and all that, so they know that. And just because they're speaking out about it or whatever, that they're not going to get prosecuted or anything else by other people for
or anything worse happening
right,
to them.
Right, right.
And I think that's really important. So
a lot of times employers don't even know that's happening. And that's key. It may be a lower-end manager or be a co-employee or whatever, and the main management doesn't know that's happening.
Absolutely. And most times, I'm not going to say every time, but most times upper management in any corporation is not going to tolerate that.
Right. They can't.
No.
That's their business and they fall apart.
Absolutely. There's liability all over the place. So I guess the take home message is that bullying, it can happen to all ages. And we all have to be aware of what's going on, whether we're the parent, the grandparent, the friend, the preacher, the teacher, the next door neighbor.
And we see it. I mean, I saw it with my daughters. They're only in third grade. I actually have my 15-year-old when she was back in probably sixth grade or so. It happened to her as well. And next week's show, that when you guys go to talk, your daughter also had it. So, and we'll talk about that too as well next week.
It's definitely been a huge issue for our Friends Together kids. And Lindsay's going to share that insight with us. And another thing that just popped into my mind, and I guess we may have to have a part three, Tom, is does bullying occur in sports?
Oh, all the time. I played sports. I got to play for, you know, soccer teams throughout my career and all this stuff. And I played for, you know, state champion teams and all that stuff. And you see it all the time. If the person wasn't as good as you or whatever, like this stuff, a lot of times you see people get picked on or bullied on.
Even T-ball and Little League. Parents are the bullies. If you are a parent listening to this and you have a son or a daughter that has either played T-ball or Little League soccer, you know you see parents in the stand.
Do it to their own kids.
Exactly. You know, and that's a whole other topic. So I guess this summer we're going to have to do a few of these different podcasts about this.
I'm looking forward to that. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you've been on the show. And I hope next week that you'll all tune in and listen to Lindsay. It takes a lot of courage for her to talk about some of the stuff that's happened to her and in her life. And as a 19-year-old, you don't always want to put that stuff out there. So until next week, I hope you'll be the boss of your brain. If you want to reach us, please send us your questions. If you have something you need to say that you don't want the whole world to say, you can reach me by email at straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. I'd love to hear you on Twitter sending me tweets about bullying and about ideas that you have for parents and grandparents and teachers alike, because this is the time to put the stop to this now. So on Twitter, you can reach me at Straight Talk Pod. obviously in iTunes, it's Straight Talk with Kathy, and on the web, it's straighttalkwithkathy.com. So until next week, pay attention to what's going on around you with young people. See what you see just in this one week. See what you see when you're in Walmart or when you're in Publix or when you're walking across your campus. Pay attention, and let's talk about it again next week. Thanks again, Tom, for being here.
You're welcome.